When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Hope you're all doing well on this beautiful Thursday. Now, Anthony, is Lee there? Oh, they're working on it.
Interesting. He's a very busy man.
Especially
now. Now he is. So the work is complete, Don. The great Lee Goldberg from ABC7, good friend of the show. He's coming on right now to help us out and take us through what's going on. Lee, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. Great to talk to you. Been too long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
so,
Lee.
What's going on out there? Is it still? Are there still areas to avoid?
Yeah, no doubt about it. That might be the first time I laughed in the last 24 hours. It's been incredibly intense. I've covered a lot of big storms in this area, but this one has certainly raised the bar for what can happen around these parts. We still have a lot of areas that are flooded, especially parkways and roads that are near rivers. We're more concentrating on areas that are near rivers now because we still have a lot of the New Jersey rivers, Connecticut rivers. They're still rising, and we'll have river flooding through tomorrow, and then finally they'll go below flood stage, although, for instance, like the Passaic River in New Jersey will not go below flood stage probably till early next week. So we'll see continuing impact from this going forward.
Now, Lee, I watch you every night, and you guys really did a great job of outlining the kind of weather we were going to get last night. But what was the turning point? What changed that made it so much worse than I think anybody really expected?
The amounts and how fast it came. I mean, that's basically the idea. You know, when you look at some of these stats of, 3 to 5 inches an hour, there are some stats, there's like a half an inch in 6 minutes. I mean, it's just too much for the system to handle, and that's the problem. So our streams start rising, our roadways can't handle it. We're an area with a lot of pavement, and it's just an onslaught. So you just can't take those precipitation rates. And these are precipitation rates that are unprecedented. You know, we've started to measure, just like without getting too deep into the weeds in it, the actual amount of moisture in the air is just at record levels of availability, and that goes into the whole discussion of climate change.
That's what I was going to get to, Lee, and it worries me. And because we live in a city that, has been around for a long time, the infrastructure probably can't handle it. Is this the new normal because of climate change? Are we going to have a lot of these weather events?
You know, you're talking to a convert, to tell you the truth, Michael. First, I really subscribe to more of a cyclical nature of these events, and this is maybe as of 3 to 5 years ago. But now I can't deny that all these worst-case scenarios of my forecast are verifying way too often, way too frequently. So, whether there's an opportunity in several decades for a global cooling situation to take hold, that's not out of the question. We have a lot of work to do for that to happen. But at the same time, there is no doubt that we can't turn a blind eye to it. I mean, it's like infrastructure has to be changed, storm prep has to be changed. Even the way that we get the message out needs to be changed, because even with all of the strong language that we came out with in flash flood emergencies last night, still people were hitting the road. So how can we, maybe this is a wake-up call, but I think we're going to have to find a whole new way to tell people about this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You know, I asked my wife this, Lee, so and she explained it to me, but if you could explain it to our listeners, what exactly is a flash flood?
So flash flooding, okay, is when you get imminent flooding. So, you know, watch, its conditions are favorable for a situation to happen, and warning is imminent flash flooding. But now this new flash flood emergency, and it's been around for about 7 years, but it was the first time that it was widely used in our area last night. That means that the flooding is life-threatening. I mean, this is, you know, in Queens, we see flooding coming down the street, and for basement people, you know, that have basement apartments, water rushing so hard that it knocked over the wall, and they're trapped in their basement, and we had fatalities from this. So that's what the flash flood emergency is now.
Scary. It's so scary.
It really was.
And the tornado warnings, not watches. You know, I live in Central Jersey. We get watches on occasion, but several warnings last night. How rare is it to get tornadoes in South Jersey and so many warnings in such a short period of time?
So I think Mount Holly, the Weather Service office out of Mount Holly, has their record number of tornado warnings this year, which is, I believe, about 51. And normally, you know, there are maybe a couple of tornadoes reported, confirmed in New Jersey. You know, we're going to have many more than that this year. But also this one, if you've seen the video, it looks like a wedge tornado in the plains. I mean, this might have been an EF3. I mean, the type of damage, or a level one house I saw, that to me looked like there could have been winds over 130 miles an hour with this. So they're doing the surveys out there today, and we'll find out. But, you know, that's because of the natural rotation of the remnants of a tropical system. Ida lands as a Cat 4 in southeastern Louisiana, and does, I mean, not the same amount of damage in the tri-state, but boy, devastation all the way up to our area.
Lee, thank you so much. Great work yesterday, and I'm sure you're still working right now. Yeah. Chief meteorologist at WABC, friend of the show. We love having you on. Unfortunately, it's always with these bad weather events, but hopefully you're well.
I appreciate it, guys. You stay safe. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Scary. I mean, just think about the floods coming down a street, and, you know, people, and when there's storms and there's winds, they go into the basement. A lot of people died in their basement because the water just came, you know, crashing in. It's just awful.
Well, it's where you're supposed to go when there's a tornado warning, right?
Right.
And last night, like, I didn't even worry about the rain. I wasn't even thinking about the rain. I was so concerned about the warnings. You know, getting the family in the basement, you know, I was following, seeing where it was, and it didn't come that close. It was in my county, but not directly, so we weren't that overly concerned about it. But, you know, whenever you see those alerts, like, my phone was buzzing all night with those alerts about flash floods and tornadoes. And the footage that I just showed on, yes, that looked like Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to happen here.
But I think we're in a time now where it's going to be happening here a lot.
And I just want to know, like, you know, they see those videos of the water rushing through the subway?
Oh.
Can you imagine the rats that are floating through there?
I thought about that, Peter.
I can't stop thinking about the rats. They're getting washed up, too. Have to be. I can't stop thinking about the rats.
That's the title of his eighth book. I Can't Stop Thinking About the Rats by Peter album. Rosenberg.
Yeah, it's deep. It's a double meaning, too.
Well, maybe a double album.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I Can't Stop
Thinking
About
the Rats.
Or
an album and a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Twin those babies up.
Excuse me?
Twin those babies up.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.